Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Is talking some, or you know, is excited to talk some Royals baseball with us. Drew, I am going to need you to pick up the phone. This thing still stinks. My phone doesn't work, Jake. I can't pick up my own phone ever in this studio, I swear.
That seems like a you problem.
Is it user error? I'm telling you, this phone hasn't worked from day one. They changed us to these like internet-based phones, and I sound like the oldest person on the planet right now, Jake, but I'm telling you, it doesn't work.
Look, I have the utmost faith that you'll figure it out, though, Cody. If anyone can do it, it's you.
I want to talk to you a little bit about where the team is right now, and then we can talk about where some of the guys are as far as big contributors or small contributors and that. But winning 9 of 10, this goes back to the same thing we're talking about. They're not doing it with some offensive explosion. I know yesterday they had a great day offensively between Bobby Wood Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino. But the fact that they've been able to win while still carrying this offensive flaw to me is that I think it's one of the, like, the signs of a really good baseball team.
Well, I mean, think about what did we talk about, you know, about a week ago now? You know, what was more likely to continue, the really, really good pitching or the kind of fluctuating offense that, you know, might struggle to score runs at certain times? And the answer is still that pitching rarely slumps in the same way that offense does. And I think what you've seen is you've seen a team that is certainly buoyed by pitching, but it's also a team that's built around pitching. It's built around Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Bubich, Lorenzen, and Noah Cameron throwing 6 1/3 no-hit innings before, you know, giving up one in the seventh. And you've seen a really, really good bullpen. You know, Lucas Erceg is, I think, second in the majors in holds, and Carlos Estevez has 8 saves. And, you know, when the offense can provide you with just enough, guess what? Like, you don't get extra points or extra wins for winning by 5 or winning by 10. You just need to score one more run than the other team. And sometimes the best offense is also run prevention on the other side.
When you look at what the Royals are doing offensively, do you see good signs out of Vinny Pasquantino? I'm asking for a friend, but I mean, like, less strikeouts. He's hitting the ball harder. We've seen a double and a home run the last 2 days. Feels like maybe he's rounding into form.
Yeah, I think these are really, really good signs. And there's also been a couple of balls that he's stung and then wound up as some hard hit outs. He got robbed of a couple in Tampa, if memory serves. And so, you're seeing a little bit more consistency when it comes to the plate appearances and the at-bats and then the batted ball data. And, of course, the results. And I love what Vinny said the other day. He said this to Steve Stewart post-game that, you know, this is a results-focused game, but it is process-based, you know, and, like, we care about the results and the results matter, but ultimately it's the process that gets you where you want to go over the course of 162. That's the larger point that he was trying to make. And so, you know, reading between the lines of what Vinny was saying, like, he feels like the process has been good, especially over the last week or so, especially at the plate. Like, the plate appearances have been good, and that good process ultimately will lead to good results. You know, think about what we were talking about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago now, about Salvador Perez and how his expected numbers were among the best in the league, and he was just having horrible batted ball, bad luck. Well, look what's happened over the last week. He's hitting the ball just as hard, just as consistently, but now it's starting to fall in the gaps and find spaces, and he has more doubles than, I don't know, anybody else in the last week or so.
So I want to ask you, Jake, one guy that I feel like isn't being talked about quite enough offensively for this Royals team to start the year is Mikel Garcia. He's hitting 290 plus. He's got over a 350 OBP. Is this something that we should expect from him? Because I know he got off to a great start last year, and then things kind of tapered off with him in the leadoff role, and he got some grief for it. What is the difference in Mikel Garcia from last year to this year in his approach at the dish?
So the big difference is that he's changed his, I guess, his stride a little bit. He's gone from what you would consider a leg kick to more of a toe tap. So there's a little bit less movement. It's a little bit more balanced, and his timing is better. And because of that, he said that he's not crashing to the ball as much as he was last year. That's a term that you'll hear a lot, especially with the guys with a leg kick. They get that foot down and then they attack the ball. They crash to the ball. And sometimes that can get you in trouble if your timing's off. But for Mikel, since he's gone to the toe tap, he's a little bit more balanced now. He's not crashing the ball, and that keeps him more consistent, more on time, and he's just hitting missiles all over the place. And we've seen him not just hit to the opposite field like we saw when he was going really well last year, but now he's starting to pull the ball with authority, and that's when you can really do some damage. As far as expectations go, I think that's kind of a nebulous concept. You can expect whatever you want to expect. Ultimately, you know, what you're getting is going to be what you're getting. And what Mikel Garcia has proven is that he is capable of stretches like this over the course of a season. Every hitter is going to have, you know, peaks and valleys. And what we see from the best hitters is the ones that really limit those valleys and sustain those peaks. Can Mikel Garcia be one of those? Of course he can. I mean, he's only 25 years old. I think we sometimes talk about Mikel in this really interesting way where, you know, he's the same age as Bobby, but they also had very different upbringings where, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. was the superstar and the prospect that was promised by the time he was 15 years old. Mikel Garcia signed when he was 17 years old, came to a new country. He's had a very different developmental life than your, you know, classic number one prospect, you know, built around the American game and the American system of prospecting. So when we look at Mikel Garcia, I think sometimes we forget that he's only 25 and still getting bigger and still getting stronger and still very much kind of learning at the fly the same way that Bobby is. Bobby is just a supernatural talent, and not everybody's like that.
I know it affects people differently, but with Mikel, and you can agree or not, but like with Mikel, it feels like confidence is even more important for him. Like when he's just like feeling good, he plays like, and I know that affects everyone, Jake, but like, I feel like with him, it is a like vital part of it.
Yeah. You can see it with him too. Like he wears it on his sleeve, I think in a really fun way. You know, when he gets that big hit or has that big home run or makes that big play, you can see the emotion pour out of him, which I love. And we saw it during the postseason last year. He rose to the moment in the postseason last year. Lest we forget, Mikel Garcia and Michael Massey were the two best hitters on this team during the postseason last year. They tied for the team lead in hits. Mikel Garcia was instrumental in the wild card wins, both with hits and stolen bases. So when the moment gets bright, Mikel Garcia usually shines.
There are only two guys in the bullpen, I would say, who had struggled at any point this year. Sam Long, who's currently on the IL, and Chris Stratton outside of that. Are we seeing some guys like John Schreiber, who did not have he didn't have a very good year last year. He's fine, I guess. But when you look at some of this, are we seeing some of those guys play better now that they are in the correct role, I guess is how I would put it. Estevez, Urseg, Zerpa, like it's a little while before we get to you. And Schreiber's still pitching some like seventh, eighth inning stuff, but now that they don't have to pitch the eighth or the highest leverage, like I feel like I'm seeing more out of him.
That's an interesting point. I'll say this with Schreiber specifically, like the beginning of last season, remember that dude gave up like one run over the course of the first month of the year. Then he hit a really rough patch in the middle of the season, had a knee injury, came back, and like the rest of the bullpen, he was nails down the stretch. And that is kind of the life of a reliever. You're going to have a couple of appearances here or there where you're just going to give up four runs. You're going to give up that big home run. It's going to spike your ERA, and you're going to look back at the season and say, man, I had a 440 ERA. Didn't really pitch like that for most of the year, which is why ERA can be a little misleading for relievers. Yeah. To your point, though, I think if you want to zoom out a little bit, like the idea of a reliever having success is also somewhat dependent in some ways, not only on that reliever having the stuff and knowing how to get the guys out that he's tasked with getting out, but also the coaching staff putting those relievers in positions to succeed. You know, let's say that you have a presentation at work or something in everyday life, and you're kind of thrown into the fire with it without a moment's notice. Well, guess what? You've just been put in a position to fail. And if you succeed, that's amazing. And if you fail, like that really hurts. But also, like, you know that you weren't put in a position to succeed. And I'm not saying that these guys have been put in positions to fail before, but I do think that with all the matchups that Q and Brian Sweeney, Zach Bowe, and Mitch Stetter, the way that they kind of view optioning, you know, working a bullpen, like, you see guys pitching in a lot more situations to succeed rather than situations where they need to kind of pull one out of the fire. And I think that's been an interesting part this year.
Well, it's obviously working right now, and it worked to the tune of a sweep of the Rays on the road over the last 3 days. How big was that for this Royals team that coming into this series against Tampa had really struggled on the road? They were 3-10 coming into this three games against the Rays and ended up finishing now at 6-10.
Yeah, I mean, I think any win is huge. Any series win is huge. Any sweep is huge, whether it's at home or on the road. I mean, I'm going to parrot Matt Quatrero a little bit, but, you know, let me ask you this. Logan, do you remember what the Royals' road record was last year?
Oh, man, couldn't tell you.
That's my point. Does it matter? You know, the Royals were 86-76 last year. Does it matter how many of those wins came at home and how many were on the road? Ultimately, it really doesn't. You want to be consistent everywhere you play, but again, you don't get bonus points for having a certain road record or a certain home record. So, yeah, every win is huge, and it feels good when you win at home. It feels good when you can, you know, take one at somebody else's place. But when all said and done and you're looking up in October and you've either won the Central or you've clinched a wild card spot or you're trying to get to the ALCS or the World Series, no one's looking back and saying, oh, wow, this team was really good or really bad on the road this year. It doesn't matter ultimately, right?
No, it doesn't. I mean, in the end, we care about the win. Sometimes we look at it as like you're built for your own ballpark. But in this case, the Royals got a bad first road trip, but now a good second road trip already underway with three more against Baltimore. Jake, I have two more important things to get to before we get out of here. First is you're a baseball guy. You've been a baseball guy your whole life. I got buried because I said I don't believe in jinxes. He has 6 no-hit innings when Noah Camara's in the middle of it. Pro or anti bringing up a no-hitter?
Oh, I was talking about it in the 5th inning.
Okay. Okay, so you
we were talking about it in the 4th inning.
We can't jinx it. You agree with me there?
No. No, there is no such thing as a broadcaster jinx. There is such thing as a broadcaster coincidence. I was joking with Seth Lugo last week. I was on the call on the TV side, and I was talking about how Isak Paredes hits the ball to the pull side, you know, almost all the time. And then what does he do in the next pitch? He shoots an opposite field double. And it was kind of like, oh, of course, you know, I'm talking about pull side hitting and he goes oppo. Like, that's an example of broadcaster coincidence. But is the thing that I said the thing that caused the thing that happened? Absolutely not. And you know what? At the end of the day, this is my core belief when it comes to the whole broadcaster jinx thing. My job as a broadcaster, especially on the radio, when we are painting the word picture, is to tell people what is happening. And if Noah Camara is throwing a no-hitter, when you're hopping in the car, driving to wherever you're going, and you're flipping on the game, you ought to know that there's a no-hitter that's happening that you're listening to, right?
Yes.
And that's my job to tell you that. And look, if I had control over what was happening down in the field, the Royals would throw a perfect game and hit 27 home runs every single night, right?
Yes. So, I know, 100% agree. Okay, so we're good there. Second, Alex is out today. He wasn't intentionally trying to duck you. Did you hear Alex missed? And I'm curious now if you would have done the same. Alex got a card in a card break. It is a Caitlin.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's a Caitlin Clark one of one. He is waiting desperately on the United States Postal Service to deliver it to his house, to which it appears he's already having trouble with today. Would you have taken off work to wait for that card to show up?
So wait, he's sitting at his house waiting for the card to show up?
Yep.
I'm guessing he has like a tracking number or something.
He's got some tracking just through like the Postal Service thing. And he said, he's upset. He was tracking it. It said it was out for delivery. Now he's saying maybe it's not. He's trying to figure it all out, you know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you know what? I mean, I think if I had the ability to take off work and wait for something that was, you know, that exciting or that prized or that, I don't know how valuable it is, but yeah, I guess I'd probably consider doing that if I had the ability to.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Make sure you're good.
I don't know.
I can't blame him.
I don't know that I can. I can't blame him for that. Especially, look, maybe because it's a Friday and Saturday and then there's no mail on Sunday. You want to make sure you get it before the weekend or, you know, in case, you know, I don't know where he lives or, you know, if there's a porch pirate situation going on. But yeah, I guess.
Can't risk it.
I guess I'd want to. I get it.
I was once late for this show for writing a blimp, Jake. I didn't feel like I was in the right place to criticize. So.
Yeah, I guess, you gotta look in the mirror first before you're going to judge somebody else.
Glass houses. Have fun in Baltimore, Jake. We're looking forward to talking to you next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.